This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This would normally be a huge month for America's high school and college seniors. They'd be prepping for prom, graduation, and that next big step. The coronavirus derailed a lot of those plans and has left seniors wondering what's next. WHYY's education reporter Avi Wolfman-Arend introduces us to an unlikely group of students pondering this question and the podcast that's bringing them together.
Siani Ross is a quiet kid, thorough, meticulous. She applied to more than 20 colleges and even designed her own prom dress.
As far as like fabric, swatches, my size, and like every little detail.
Aliyah Harris is in a lot of ways her polar opposite. She doesn't know what her future holds, but she's going to enjoy it. She's loud and full of pluck.
Me, I'm a talker. When I be on that podcast, they be loving me.
That podcast is the thing they have in common. Aliyah and Siani are seniors at Paul Robeson High School in West Philadelphia. They help host a podcast through a UPenn program called Bridges to Wealth.
Today's episode is called It's My Senior Year, WTF.
That voice belongs to the third co-host, Gregory Neesmith. He's also a senior, but at Penn. He works with Aliyah and Siani as part of an after-school club on entrepreneurship. And the podcast was originally about finance. Then the pandemic hit, and they shifted focus to more pressing questions.
What's my new, like, routine? When should I go to bed? Like, when should I wake up? Should I still go to college next year? Like, is there even going to be a college?
The shows reach a few hundred folks an episode, and it gives a little glimpse into the ways seniors are adapting.
What advice would you give to the seniors that's taking it hard and kind of having like a mental breakdown because they stuck on what to do with their lives?
Aliyah is one of those seniors facing lots of uncertainty. She's on a couple college wait lists right now, but she's not thinking she'll go, at least not yet.
My senior year stopped abruptly, so like I still feel a little childish. Like I really don't feel ready to take that next step.
Aliyah is worried that she'll be totally overwhelmed by college. So now her plan is to take real estate classes and maybe enroll when 2021 starts.
I feel like now I'm being pushed into adulthood, like they just threw me in there.
Her classmate Siani has a narrower range of choices. She's already been accepted to a bunch of schools.
I really wanted to go to out of state, but with all this going on, it's like I don't think I would want to go to out of state school.
She's thinking that at least for next year, she'll pick an in-state school. For strategic Siani, it feels like the safer choice with everything so up in the air.
Colleges, they're still scrambling around to get themselves in order as well, not just like the student.
In-state or out, college or none. A lot of these questions would be settled by now. But public polling shows lots of seniors are reconsidering their options in light of the pandemic. There's a lot of uncertainty to unpack, and their mentor, Gregory Neesmith, can relate.
We're all seniors.
Gregory is 44 and just finished his final classes at Penn, 27 years after he first showed up on campus.
I took a 20-something year gap year.
Gregory's also from Philly, and he left Penn just shy of his graduation back in the 90s so he could move to New York for a corporate job. He finally came back to finish what he started.
You know, when I first heard that, you know, the world was going to be basically on lockdown, I was devastated, right? Because to me, the one thing I was looking forward to the most was my parents seeing me walk across that stage and hearing my name called. After all the twists and turns, right? One of the things you love to do is make your parents proud.
That holds true whether you're in your 40s or in your teens. Graduating school right now can feel unfulfilling, not quite what it should have been. But there are still ways to connect. And for Gregory, Aliyah, and Siani, there's some comfort in going through all of this together. Avi Wolfman-Arend, WHYY News.